continuing your practice. Allowing a softening, a relaxing of the body. Remembering how that supports awareness. Are you aware? Do you know that you're aware? Not thinking about that. Not trying to figure it out. By just connecting. With experience, are you aware? What is obvious? Being aware of the experience of the objects of awareness, sounds, body sensations, moods, thoughts, feelings, emotions, is often our most familiar place or way of being aware, of knowing that we're aware. We know we're aware because of the experience of the objects. We can recognize some of the specific qualities of the experience. Pitch and tone of sound. Elemental, physical experience, vibration, pulsing, tingling, heat, coolness, moisture, hardness, softness. We can become aware of emotions, and often we are not as aware or as connected with the awareness itself. More connected with the qualities of the experience. And yet we can begin to get curious about awareness itself. We know awareness is working through how it experiences objects. As an analogy, well, many of you do not wear glasses. Perhaps you can imagine the situation of not being able to see clearly unless you have glasses. And so wearing glasses, the whole way that we can see is through having the glasses. And yet we don't usually kind of recognize the glasses themselves. We're more aware of the clarity of the world that we're seeing through the glasses. Awareness is kind of like the glasses. It's the way we know experience, and yet we don't usually notice it itself. And yet we know the glasses through the clarity of the objects. And similarly, becoming aware of awareness is not like a turning around and looking at awareness. It feels more like a stepping back, a falling back. The objects don't disappear. But we become aware that the mind knows the objects and is aware of the objects. Are you aware? What is obvious? Our mind has the capacity to recognize the awareness itself. The simplest way is just knowing that you're aware. We may know that we're aware without quite knowing how we know we're aware. And that's okay, you don't have to figure it out. And knowing that you're aware just kind of, like, let yourself immerse or steep for a few moments in that. It's like, yes, knowing that I'm aware, that's here right now. Like, slowly our mind will begin to recognize the awareness itself. The awareness is often filtered by an attitude, a relationship to experience, And so it's useful to check the attitude. To help us recognize if instead of our clear glasses we have sunglasses or filter, color filter on. Are you aware? What is obvious? Just gently, moment after moment, gentle reminding, am I aware of what? With a curiosity, as the momentum of mindfulness gets stronger, there's more continuity of mindfulness. We might begin to recognize or notice different ways that awareness is receiving experience. It might feel like awareness is picking up different experiences one after the other. A sound. A body sensation. Another sound. A breath. A tightness. A feeling. It might feel that the awareness kind of flows from one to another. Or might feel like one experience kind of becomes more in the foreground and other experiences recede, and then they shift places. Sometimes it can feel like objects, experiences are kind of popping in one and then another and then another. Not a sense of flow, but almost just a kind of discrete or popcorn-like experience of objects. Sometimes it feels like the awareness is very broad. No particular one object at the center, but more like many experiences simultaneously. Or it can feel like the mind zooms in on something for a while and just stays there. There's no right way for awareness to be working. There are many different ways it can and does work. We are interested or curious about that. How is awareness right now? In this guided period, pointing to this different ways, maybe it has supported a seeing of this or not, kind of curious about this side of the experience, being aware of awareness. And yet, as with many other instructions, it's not something to do. The mind has the capacity to know awareness. The mind has the capacity to be a little more interested in the objects, taking in the specific qualities of the objects. And both are functional, both are useful. And so one possible way of exploring this is to just notice when the awareness is taking in objects, and when it kind of gets interested in the awareness. And maybe having some curiosity about when, how, why the mind recognizes awareness sometimes and experience objects sometimes. This is a natural capacity of our minds, and it will shift. Sometimes aware of awareness, sometimes aware of objects. I'm curious about all of it. Remembering relaxation. We're not trying to do or find or figure out consciously here. No, we are just exploring, can we be with the experience? Be with the awareness. Are you aware? What is awareness receiving? How is awareness receiving? Mm-hmm.